Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of What the FinTech, your FinTech Feel Good Show. And today, maybe you can see it from the video, we are not at my usual studio, but we are doing a partnership with AWS Industry Forum for an event related to financial services. I'm very excited to be here, and we have a list of incredible speakers for this day. And we will start today with Freddy from Not Real. How are you, Freddy?
I'm good. Thank you, Mehdi, for having me here. It's really great to be here and connecting with everyone, and thanks for having me on board.
So I just heard that you came in Hong Kong from Singapore like a couple of days ago for this event.
Yes, I actually came last week. So we were attending some of the events with some of the partners and all that, right? And meeting some clients before this event, because a couple of our clients and partners are also here in town as well. So we are taking the opportunity to meet with everyone, trying to mingle and network around as well.
So I'm sure it's the first time you come back in Hong Kong after a couple of years.
Oh, yes. I think, it was really a while ago and really before COVID. And this is like the first time coming back. I like the atmosphere and, the environments and the stuff that are happening, right? It's so exciting that you see a lot of people are coming around and attending these events and all that. So the trip has been fruitful so far, and really, really happy to be here.
Oh, very excited to have you as well. Maybe before we start this interview, one of the first questions I asked everyone is like, can you introduce yourself in a couple of words and share a bit your background and what you are doing exactly with Not Real?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. I'm Freddy Ng, and Head of Growth at Not Real, and I look after the BD and the growth segment of the Not Real business. And Not Real is a one-stop blockchain infrastructure company, and we started about 1.5 years ago, and we are headquartered in Singapore as well. So this period of time, in a short span of 1.5 years, we have actually expanded our coverage globally. We do have a representative and staff based in various locations, like in Paris, Lisbon, even US and Dubai as well. So that's very much on Not Real as the front. And I think a lot more exciting, one thing to share with you in upcoming stuff and all.
Thank you. Thank you. One of the questions I want to ask you as well is like, what is the force driving the creation of Not Real, and how did you come as a founding member or founding team together?
I think a couple of things that put us into our thinking hats again, right? Because during the 2021 and all that, right, about 1.5 years ago, is that we do see the potentials of adoptions that is increasing and all that as well. So we felt that the opportunity lies with the blockchain technology is there, right? And a lot of these companies or existing companies that has done it haven't really been providing up to their potentials yet. So from the way I see it is that with a few founding members, right, we wanted to have a one-stop blockchain infrastructure solutions where everyone just needed to have Not Real as a partner or as using our products and all that. That can from there on, and that's how we empower the developers and all that as well. So we wanted to make it easy, and hence the reason why the name of the company known as Not Real, meaning to say that we wanted to make the experience real and bridging, from this experience to the users and to the developers as well.
Can you share with us a bit the journey of the company from the ideations to where you are right now, the different milestones and what you achieved since the beginning?
Yep. I think a lot of times it started off from the very basics, right? So like how the company forms and all that, but a couple of milestones that are worth highlighting and all that, right? In that period of time that we started off with fundraising, and we do have a fundraising of 16 million, and you can see that from the start of, we just have BNB chain and Ethereum chain, and now we already branch out and also able to support up to 12 chains altogether. So the team actually expanded, and also at the same period of time, we also demonstrate ourselves having that strength in this space, right? Really hardcore blockchain knowledge and experience as well. So you can see that the from the way we support, right, it's not only EVM compatible, but also some move languages, L1s like Aptos and upcoming Sui and all that as well. Another milestone worth highlighting, I think it really dives down into some of this blockchain as a service, as a product that we sell. And you will see that from our client list, right, you will see that, in terms of blockchain as a service, we do have like gaming studios and all that that's come on board to build their own chain. And even we have Explorer as a service and so on and so forth, right? And we do have reputable customers like PancakeSwap, CMC, and the guys and all that as well. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. quick issue with my mic. What were the most significant challenges you faced when you start the company in the early days, and how did you overcome them?
I think from the start of the ideations and the company creations and all that, the biggest challenge and all that, right, is that coming into the industry in new and all that, that's the steep learning curve and also steep curve of picking up and all that, right? Because in terms of brandings and awareness and all that, we needed to do a lot more comparing with a more mature company. And all, how do we actually do is I think in this spirit of Web3 and all that, right, actually we leverage some of our partners and also networking with our clients and all that, right? See how we can share best practices across resources, and even at the same time, we also work together to come up with better solutions and all that as well. Yeah.
So you just spoke about like the feedbacks from your customers or your partners. Do you have also like some company sponsoring you, or do you have like some company mentoring you, or even person expert on the blockchain space?
Officially, we don't have that kind of structure that's ongoing and all that. But in terms of because we come from this industry, right? So we do have some friends and all that, probably from our previous jobs and all that. That's also in this space. We do a lot more on knowledge sharings and research together, because in the blockchain technology, it's a little bit different. You will see that today, if Ethereum, like Vitalik mentioned something like, for example, like account abstractions and all that, a lot of people will start to look into this and also work together on that, making that idea realized as well. So in terms of research, like in forums and all that, we contribute, and some of these partners and all that, right, is really working towards finding a solutions as well.
Okay. Before we go a bit more on the technology and the blockchain infrastructure, as we discussed before this interview, right? I just want to ask you if you have any advice for anyone starting a career on the Web3, on the blockchain, and how to build a successful company in the blockchain infrastructure.
So this one is just more of a personal observations and all that. Three things to take away, I would say. First is very simply cross the chasms, right? So cross the chasms, meaning to say that always challenge yourself, being hardcore, drive for innovations, and also get out of your own comfort zone. That's where I think be the first driver among yourself that you should have it. And in the Web3 spirit, I think it's very different from traditional or how the things we do it in the Web3. In a way that we always do is that we work with partners very closely. We don't in the decentralized world, right? You will see that a lot of these partners contributing from this. Every aspect on every segment, like the wallets, the security partners, and even the infra side of things as well. I think that's where the Web3 spirit is, and clearly can amplify and also help these young entrepreneurs go on. Build your network, start now, start young, and all that, right? And also the third point I would say is the think a little bit long term. Stay focused and be patient with what you set out for. Along the way, there could be like stress and also some distractions and all that. Stay focused and be in that front and drive towards the directions of what you want.
Thank you. I'm very excited every time I spoke about blockchain, because infrastructure is something very interesting, and especially every company comes and try to challenge infrastructure here. So maybe we can spend a bit more time to understand what you have developed as a services and have offers, how you develop it, and how your company is now different from other blockchain services providers.
Yep. I think a little step back, or maybe we look at the market as a whole right now, right? So a lot of these players that are existing players that are in the market and all that are more focuses on application and access layer. Whereas in the Node Rail side of things, right, we actually focus a lot more on L1s and L2 as well. So we're focusing on the chains, like the hardcore blockchain experience, even the backgrounds and all that. The idea of it is still tied back to what we believe, that we wanted to provide a one-stop infrastructure solutions. So hence the reason why from the bottom level, we are aiming to make sure that, we can provide blockchain as a service in this field as well. So we offer a complete set of blockchain service as a whole. So you will see that everything from what we do, like setting up a client base or blockchain core, like validators and all that, we provide such services as well. In the other perspectives and all that, right, probably some of these existing players are a lot more focuses on the single applications and those focuses, and also like developers and all that, right? So for us, we actually focus a lot more on providing a complete set of blockchain infrastructure, and also a more efficient way of for clients to deploy their own blockchain.
Okay. Thank you. Can we elaborate a bit more on this part? And can you share with us how the technology you are leveraging on the technology and how the innovation of NodeReals, you know, like ensure reliability, security, performance, and also like development of this infrastructure?
I think in terms of focuses and all that, I would say that we do focus on two things, right? Very simply, you know, on high availability and all that, right? So that would actually differentiate ourselves in terms of making sure that, you know, our infrastructure can sustain when there are mass adoptions that are coming and all that as well. So that's where we wanted to drive our focuses are. And in terms of this industry focus, we wanted to make sure that we have all these decentralizations aspects or opportunities that we use as a trade-off for all this. We don't trade off our performance in the decentralized world. So that's where we come in and wanting to make sure that, you know, whatever we tried out is somewhat benefiting towards that industry as well.
Thank you. I see the theory here and all the explanation you share with us, but can we maybe discuss about like some use case or industry trends that you can see right now? Mm. And what are the benefits of the infrastructure that you're developing?
Absolutely. I think right now the trends is a lot more on the roll up as a scaling solutions, right, for any blockchain ecosystems like BNB chain or Ethereum. Very, very simply because it does solve the problem related to cost and performances as well. So a roll up is a significant ecosystem on its own, and be it Arbitrum or Optimism roll out, right? I think both solutions bring high advantages and scaling opportunities, like high scale. They are highly scalable and they are compatible with Ethereum. They are EVM compatible, right? So at least on that front, they also are very highly has high degree of decentralizations and allowing trustless executions on transactions and even ensuring the security of the network as well. And of course, at the same time, it's lower in cost and all. So that's on the current trend and current moving pieces that, you know, a lot of focuses on and all. So another thing is that we do think that the application chain and all that could be a very good use case and all that as examples for these game studios who wants to create their own ecosystem as well, because it does allow you to have a higher performance because you have your own blockchains and greater scalability, because you already built that it's designed to take in that amount or that use cases. And that's where we do see that, you know, each use cases and all that have their own advantages depending on the client's requirements and wants as well.
Do you work with any specific industry, or maybe like most of the clients are from the same industry, or maybe like two or three industries?
Mm. We do work with clients from different industries and all that, right? So we break our clients into a couple of segments and all, especially on the enterprise solutions, right, that differentiate us is that we do have enterprise solutions for our financial industries, which I'll share a little bit more in this later session and all that. And also for now, I think a lot of these game creators and contents and engines and all, right? So they have the developers on chains, and this is where they also can empower their developers on coming onto the blockchains as well.
Okay. The blockchain industry is evolving very fast. So how you make sure that your company is like always on top of the trends, develop the right product for the right ask right now, and make sure that, you know, like everything is okay for you?
Yep. I think a lot of things really boils down to the Web3 spirit of what we do and all that, right? So a couple of steps back is that in the evolving environment and all that, there is no one solutions that fits all. So for us, I think it's very important that we continue to work very closely with our partners and all that, right, to make sure that we continue to improve from that front. Being examples like AWS and all that, right, that's where we also started to do a little bit more on this research about some of these initiatives like BNB Greenfields and all that together as well. So I would say that, you know, given the evolving landscape and environment and technologies and all that, right, it's important that all these players and all of us that comes together and making sure that, you know, we can move forward together in this front as well. Be it our products and all that, we always hope, you know, we always strive the best and introduce new things as improvements and all that when we see there's an opportunity for any improvements.
I know that most of the company in the blockchain industry has like plans to develop, but we can see sometimes, you know, like emerging technologies coming from right, the left side. And I would like to see, like, with you, how you make sure you can stay up to date for this emerging technology and how your platform infrastructures can be, you know, linked to the platforms there, this new emerging technologies and the demand from your customers.
I think a lot of these demands and all that, right, actually really started off from the beginning. And we, what we do is that for demands of blockchain infrastructures and all that, right, I think you will see that roll-ups and ZK solutions, so that will be a thing that in the upcoming months and all that as well. Hence the reason why we are putting our foot down on this focus and this front. So these are the things that I think in terms of working together, working in terms of solutions and all that, right? We do partners with very reputable partners to make sure that, you know, when we do create a solutions and all that, in every aspects of, like, say for example, like the security fronts and all that, we do have security partners to help chip in that ideology as well.
Perfect. What do you see as the next trends coming over the future years, or like the development of your company being, and especially like how do you plan the growth of your company in that realm for this new trend or development for the next years?
Yep, I think two parts to it, right? I would say that in developments and all that, right? So what we do is that one is that in terms of branding and expansion and all that we wanted to stay a little bit more focused, because for now, given the market opportunity present us, like travel is available, we are able to host in-person events and all that, we wanted to strive and open up that front. And that's especially taking into control of these events and making sure that, you know, we make our present awareness and educations and all that as well. So in terms of customer base and also the business growth and all that, I think it is very good that, you know, right now the idea and the confidence are slowly coming back into the market. And I would see that you know, when working with Node Real, actually can helps to expedite on the adoptions and all that, because in terms of experience and all that, I would say that, you know, we do have those experience of managing blockchains, and in terms of scaling up and also attracting and also sharing best practices and all that as the solutions, right? We do wanting to speed up the adoptions on that front.
Perfect. Do you see some adoption of dApps on the market right now, and how your company is playing the role there to, you know, connect decentralized finance application or decentralized applications for the industry to the blockchain industry, but also like to these partners?
Personally, I think the blockchain adoptions will grow exponentially, especially this year, right? You will see that, you know, especially in the Asia regions, that there are a lot more flexibility, and even the Hong Kong side is already open up to do a lot more of these events and all that. So I think on the Node Real stance and all that, right, while this opportunity present us the open of the markets and all that, we wanted to come in and make sure that, you know, to bring in the awareness, the knowledge and all that, and working with partners, holding workshops and all that. So that's where we see that, you know, this can really speed up the adoptions, and making sure that, you know, when we educate these developers and projects, right, when they come on board, they are having that confidence and security as well. So that's where we wanted to focus on that adoptions.
You spoke about your team a bit, so quick question about it. Is your company just based in Singapore? Do you have other offices overseas? Do you have like teams working remotely? And you know,
I think the COVID situation has to work remotely and all that. We do have offices that are based in Singapore, and currently we are looking to set up an office here as well in Hong Kong as we speak. Yeah.
Your company is mostly based with developers. Do you have like a big team of sales? What is the organization of your company?
Yeah. So in the blockchain technology firm, I would say that majority of the headcounts and all that are heavily tilted towards developers. We do keep a minimal headcounts, especially on the front facing and the BD roles and all that as well. So typically we have representative from each region, at least just to cover on all fronts and all, like in Europe, in US and even in Asia Pacific. Yeah.
As we are speaking about the developer, quick question about, do you think there is some consensus mechanism will be adopted recently, or like, do you trust in some, like, you know, gain of traction for some of those new projects coming on the market?
I think in terms of this new consensus and all that that's evolving and all that, right, we will see that there are a lot more things that are being implemented across. I think there are a lot more things that should be materializing in the upcoming Q2 or Q3, especially like the bridging of Max adoptions through account abstractions and all that, right? And even decentralized storage and all that. I think that would be something that we should stay focused, and it should be something that we look forward for this year.
Yeah, it's I saw recently a meme in English. It's this show, like, you know, like that mom swimming with the kids, and you have one kid's in the air, one kid's like trying to think, and there is a dead body on the water. Like, it's not the kid, obviously, but it's like a parrot or someone else. And they say like NFT is on the bottom of the sea, and you have like the metaverse right now, like, you know, like trying to survive, and the mom is focusing on the ChatGPT. What is your view of the latest development technology and the latest adoption of people?
Yeah, I think a lot of these adoptions and ideas are good, right? Like, say, for example, NFT and metaverse and all that, right? As long as the use cases is strong and all that, I think that holds the opportunity. Of course, at the end of the day, it boils down to the use cases and all that, right? Typically, we will see NFTs or other segments of the business that will coming to you know, improvement as well. Say, for example, a while ago, GameFi has been in this space and taking a lot of attention and all that. I think it has evolved in a way that it's not just play to earn, right? It's just more towards you know, building an ecosystem and all together as well. So we will see all this metaverse NFT evolve to, like, say, for example, the possibility of like loyalty and all that together. So I'm thinking that, you know, there's a lot more of this opportunity that we can incorporate all the good stuff and all that together, and we will strive that balance across as well.
I also have a question, because you say many times during this interview ecosystems, and part of my job in DBS is to take care of the ecosystem of DBS. So how do you develop your own ecosystem, or how do you participate in other industry ecosystems?
Yep.
It can be like, for example, Ethereum, so other blockchain ecosystems. What is the role that you can see and the benefits of an ecosystem?
I think for us, right, in terms of ecosystems and all that, we break it down to a few portions and all that, right? Because there are a couple of segments that we will work together. Like we divided the whole ecosystem to mature and large scale ecosystem, like, say, today, you know, the BNB, Ethereum and all that, and new L1s that focus on high performance and mass adoption, right, like Aptos or Sui. Those are the things that we look to collaborate. We aim to collaborate deeply on the most active blockchains, contributing to their tech improvements, like EIPs and all that, PRs on GitHubs and all. And with the newer ones, we will come in as Explorer, Node, APIs and all that. We introduce different things across for mature and emerging ecosystem. So it really boils down to, you know, what that ecosystem is focusing on, and where we come in to drive that value-added conversations or value-added product and services as well.
Thank you, thank you. Another part of this interview is always to speak about the culture of the company, the growth and the future. We spoke a bit about this before, but do you have like anything who helps you to drive a culture adoption in your company? And, you know, you stick to the value and you try to develop this value, especially when you have like new teammates joining the company?
I think I'll describe a little bit on the culture of Node.io, how do we do things and all that, right? Typically, I gave the new joiners and all that four takeaways. Very simply, is because the company grows so fast and all that, right? In this space and all that, probably the market is driving these changes and evolve across the time, right? So I think first of all, it's important that we know our customers, and staying on top of this industry help us to provide a better solutions and all that. Because you think about what Node.io actually does in a very layman term and all that, we are a one-stop blockchain infrastructure solutions provider. To be able to provide solutions and all that, knowing your customers, know your users, it has to be like the first thing to be done. And for startups and all that, especially like us and all that, I think the second thing we focus a little bit on is deliverables, because in a short period of time, we are like a startup, we need to focus on things that matter. ROI, results and all that, and always keep our feet on the ground as well. I would say that, you know, be involved and, you know, be presence, going to events like this and all that, right? Just to keep ourselves up to date in the latest development that's happening around. And never settle for whatever that is, you know, in that comfort zone. Always challenge ourselves to do a little bit better, do a little bit more, and always try to, you know, learn new things along the way. That's how I think it benefits not only the company, right, but the candidates or the new joiners or the employees have some self-development and growth as well.
And how you make sure that everything is still together when the company grows, because you said the company grow fast and you give like some advice for candidates right now. You also give some advice or best practice you share with the new joiner. But for the people who stick with you since the very beginning, do you have like another way to operate with them?
Yep. I think one of our mantra is that we wanted to empower developers to be able to do a lot more things, right? I think this empower word also being used across internally as well. I think we wanted to empower individuals to be able to make decisions and also drive certain initiatives and ideas across as well, right? Because we do see that a lot of these talents that we have or come across, it's not that, you know, they just need to do the day-to-day job, but at the same time, they have ideas and all that. We're happy to sit down with them to execute it and all that. So the one word I would say that comes to mind, really empowerment.
Perfect. Like entrepreneurship is empowerment, right? I know we spoke also a bit about the future and the trends, but as an entrepreneur and as a company, what is the future for your company? What is the vision that you have and how you want to drive that vision to with your colleagues all together to achieve future milestones, for example?
Yep. We will continue to stay focused with what we are developing and also doing, right? So in terms of the futures and all that, I would say that in the near one to, at least for the 1 to 2 years, what we're typically focusing on, first of all, is really about branding. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, this period of time, we maximize on all these events or all the activities that are happening around and all that, right? In terms of NodeReal branding as a service, we wanted to make sure that this take a significant impact across the globe, not only just in AP. Then another one, we wanted to strive a lot more partnerships together as well, because to grow the Web3 ecosystems or a Web3 space and all that, right? I think partnership is the one thing that we can't shy away from, and working together with solid partners like the likes of like AWS and the rest of the guys are a crucially important component to that piece.
So your company is growing. We share this a couple of times. What are the challenge for you to scale up your company and, you know, like go to the next steps?
Yep. In terms of scaling ups and all that, I think a lot more boils down to the market, the recruitment and all that as well. So I think that is the space that in terms of blockchain infra knowledge and all that, this space is still very niche and very small. And we're hopeful that, you know, through all these activities that we are doing or some educational sessions and all that, right, we can drive and bring in more people with that knowledge and all that as well. So a lot of these people, there's a knowledge gaps between the Web 2 and the Web 3, right? So this is where we wanted to focus and work together in this space to also make sure that, you know, that bridging across is simpler than it's thought. Yeah.
Do you think it's still challenging right now to find any talent on the market?
I think it boils down to also what you want and what the candidate wants. As long as both parties are able to come to a midpoint, right, and there is a potential for that candidate to see growth in that organizations, and we see the potential of having that candidate across, right? So why not? Yeah, I think this one is just you know, the market reactions to it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I think we are like really close to the end of this interview, so I would like to just go to the closing remarks. I always ask like 2 or 3 questions about the persona. Fred, have a question for you. What is the most valuable lesson you learned from your experience in blockchain and Web3? And can you share like, you know, like something important for you from your career, your experience?
Yep, I do. The most valuable lesson that I've learned is that actually never stop learning. That's one. And another learning or advice that you know, I usually will do give is that take work seriously and take life seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously and, you're just trying to make the best out of it, right? In very simple layman terms, is you just take control of the things that you can control while you stay focused, on your goals and mantra that you wanted to achieve. Yeah.
And there is any specific advice you would give to your young self, like back to 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
I would say that, I think during that period of time could be, expand on learning. And that could be something that I would tell my younger selves, that, you know, in terms of learning in these industries and all that, right, there's so many things that we can learn across. But I came into the industry a little bit late. So to my younger self, probably start early.
Good advice. Where can people learn about more about you, your company? Do you have also a blog with your company or like some articles you publish regularly?
Oh, yes. NoteReal is very active on Twitter and also our Discord as well and on our social media. So we typically will post a lot of our updates and all that, right? Even blog posts and all that. We will do share a summary or at least a tweet about it in our Twitter account. So follow our NoteReal Twitter account. You should be able to follow up with the latest information or what we're up to and all that. Happy to take tech discussions and all that in our Discord channel as well. That's a little bit more dedicated to developers and at least, in terms of tech discussions and all that, we're happy to research, review and brainstorm together. And in the upcoming events and all that, I think across Asia Pacific or in Hong Kong and Singapore, there are a lot more events that are happening. You will see NoteReal team around and all. Stay tuned with our travel plans and all that. So yeah, it did.
Thank you very much. It was a great interview. Very nice to meet you today.
Thank you, Mehdi.
Very pleasure to have you on the show.
Likewise.
This is the episode of What the FinTech at the AWS Forum Industry, focusing on financial services. Thanks to the team for helping me to have a podcast studio here. It was great. We have more interviews coming soon. So keep in touch and stay aware of this. Cheers. Bye-bye.